What's going on, guys? Nathan here, and today I'm going to teach you how to beat those bluffers at the poker table, those aggressive players who are always trying to bluff you. I'm going to walk you through a step-by-step example to show you easily how to call these bad bluffers down and to catch them in the bluff every single time. Let's jump into it. All right, guys, so this is one of the most common player types that people ask me about all the time is these aggressive players, especially in low-stakes games like a $1, $2, or maybe a play a 5-cent, 10-cent cash game on the internet, or a $5 tournament, or what have you. These players are seemingly everywhere in today's games, but the thing is, it is really easy to catch them in their bad bluffs if you understand how to read their hand properly. I'm going to show you how to do that right now. All right, so you have ace-king, ace of hearts, king of clubs in middle position, and one of these bad aggressive regulars calls you on the button. So guys, this is a spot you've no doubt been in many times before. Now, we know this is not one of the recreational players, so they're not going to be playing tons of trashy hands like a 10-4 or some sort of 9-3 or something. They're going to have a reasonable range. They're going to be playing Broadway hands, so that means any two cards that are 10 and above, like a king-jack, a king-queen. They might have an ace-queen. We would assume that if they had something very, very strong, like an ace-king, for example, like we have, that they would re-raise us. We would also expect them to have a lot of middle pairs in at this situation. A pocket sevens, pocket eights, hands like that, and a lot of baby pocket pairs as well, pocket threes, pocket fours. Once again, we do not expect them to have a lot of premium pocket pairs like a pocket aces, pocket kings, pocket queens, because again, we would expect those hands to re-raise us, aka three bet before the flop this player just called. Finally, I would expect this player to have a bunch of suited connectors and suited aces in their range, so a hand like jack 10 suited, for example, 7-8 suited, and a bunch of other suited aces like maybe an ace five of diamonds, something like that. Basically, in a nutshell, that's the kind of range we're putting this player on. So the flop comes down with a nine of hearts, four of spades, and five of clubs. Pretty innocuous board, guys. Not a whole lot going on here. So in a situation like this, I will typically mix up my frequencies. I've talked about this in multiple videos here on the channel and in all of my poker books as well, is that in situations like this versus the regulars, you want to be mixing up your ranges here and betting sometimes, making a continuation bet sometimes, and sometimes just checking. I will say that I'll probably lean a little bit more towards making a C bet in this situation, maybe 60% of the time, but a full 40% of the time, I'm also gonna check it to a player like this. Definitely depending on how aggressive they are, I will say that as well. But in this situation here, we are going to check it to this bad aggressive regular. The bad aggressive regular does what bad aggressive regulars does, and they make a bet, of course. So what should you do in this situation? Well, guys, this is just a typical spot where I'm gonna be calling for value. I am never going to be checking and folding with the nut no pair in this situation. I hope you guys already noticed that. While a board of 9-4-5 rainbow, rainbow meaning three different suits, is not a good flop by any means for our hand ace-king, we do have the best no pair hand possible on this board. If this player has ace-queen, ace-jack, ace-10, or any other two cards that are not a pocket pair, we are ahead. In fact, we're ahead significantly. And we need to remember that these hands represent a large portion of their range. Guys, it's really important that you always remember in poker that there are far more combinations of unpaired cards, like ace-queen, for example, than there are of a pocket pair, like pocket eights, for example. So bottom line, guys, this is a dry and uncoordinated board. And when they bet here, they're really representing very little. So you should be calling here pretty much 100% of the time. Many regulars in today's games will stab at the pot here, whether they're aggressive or not, when you fail to make a C bet on a harmless kind of board like this. So therefore, this is an easy call. Let's go see the turn. All right, guys, so this is all about giving them rope. The turn comes down with the five of diamonds and you decide to check again. I do think it's very important that you decide to check again here most of the time. I think a big mistake that I've seen, especially with a lot of my students here, is they'll suddenly make a bet now out of nowhere, which is really weird and kind of makes no sense at all. Like if you had a hand like pocket jacks or something, why wouldn't you bet the flop? Why would you suddenly bet now? And if you're up against any kind of smart, decent thinking player watching videos like this, they're gonna see right through your bluff. We don't wanna be making bad bluffs ourselves, and they're just gonna call you down if they have some sort of pair on this board or a pocket pair. So the bad aggressive reg decides to bet again, as Predictable, of course. That's what bad aggressive regs do. So what should you do in a spot like this? Well, a lot of people will choose to just lay it down here. They'll say, you know, this player, you know, they've shown a lot of aggression at this point. They seem pretty serious. But guys, this is not how you beat players like this. This isn't why you clicked on this video. So yes, you absolutely should be calling again here. The turn card is a big factor in my decision making here. It's really important to understand that the five of diamonds changes absolutely nothing on this board. Remember, there's literally no draws on this board. There's no flush draws. There's very few conceivable straight draws. We did mention off the top, this player will have some suited connectors. So a hand like 7-6 for an open-ended straight draw will make some sense, but there's not a whole lot more going on this board, guys. And we certainly don't expect this player to have a five in their range very often. And you always need to put yourself also in their shoes. Ask yourself, if this player has a hand like pocket eights, pocket sevens, pocket sixes, are they really going to bet again here? I think you already know the answer to that. Most decent players these days are gonna just check back here. Remember, this, our opponent is in position. We are out of position in this hand. Most players will often slow down in that situation because they know that our range is strong when we open in middle position. And by the way, if you want to know what hands I play from every single position at the poker table, I'm not going to discuss that in this video, but I have tons of charts and diagrams in my free poker cheat sheet. That'll be the top link in the description below, shows you what hands to play in all situations. But basically, this player is going to know that when we raise in middle position, we have a decently strong hand, and they're often going to check back here with a hand like pocket sevens to simply control the size of the pot and reassess the situation on the rivers. So once again, guys, this player is not really representing anything on this board. The five definitely doesn't change anything. So you definitely should be making the call against this specific player type. And I want to be crystal clear. I'm talking about bad aggressive regs in this video. I'm not talking about bad passive regulars. That's a totally different player type. I've made many videos on the channel here in the past. That's the kind of player you want to be folding your hand here against, because they do not bluff. They have the pocket nines, the pocket tens, or whatever on this board. I'm talking about those players that are always trying to bluff you. We've all seen them. That's who we're up against. So let's go see the river here. All right, guys. So the river is all about making the big call. It comes down with the proverbial brick, the two of spades. Changes absolutely nothing on this board. Even the straight draw with the 7-6 did not get there. Once again, there were no conceivable flush draws, so we don't have a flush to worry about. We decide to check, which once again, I think you should be checking here close to 100% of the time, because it just seems really weird if we out of nowhere decide to make a bet here. And given the strength of our hand, ace high still, there doesn't seem to be any sense of betting here at all, because we're not really betting for value. We don't really need to bluff because we have the nut no pair. So we do decide to check again here, and the bad aggressive regular decides to empty the clip and fires the third shell here on the river. So guys, I don't want to sugarcoat this spot here. This is a difficult situation, okay? This player is going to have a hand sometimes. Remember, we don't have any pair at all. If this player literally has pocket sixes, we lose the hand here. And they are going to have that on occasion. But let's walk ourselves through the hand here. And by the way, spoiler alert, as you can see, yes, we're going to make the big call here. So let's ask yourself a couple questions here. What is a bad aggro reg actually representing on this board? Well, let's talk about those middle pocket pairs, like a pocket sixes, pocket sevens, pocket eights. In any conceivable universe, would you imagine a thinking, rational player to play a hand like pocket sixes in the way that this player played this hand? No, it makes absolutely no sense at all. It is possible that they might continue betting again on the turn in order to protect their hand, for example. But on the river here, when we've called the whole way, the alarm bells are clearly going to be going off in their mind. They're going to be putting us on a hand like pocket tens, pocket jacks, or perhaps a really sticky ace king like we have. And they're going to say, you know what? I'm just going to check it back here with my pocket sixes, my pocket sevens, and take my free showdown, because it doesn't make any sense here for me to keep firing. What hand is possibly going to call me now that I'm going to get value from? So those hands do not make sense considering the way that the action has gone in this hand. What hands do make sense here. I had like ace queen, ace jack, ace 10, all of these hands that make perfect sense for this player to just flat call preflop. And now, since they have absolutely nothing here on the river, they're going to bluff at it. I've made videos here on the channel, guys, talking about how you should be executing sophisticated bluffs in today's games. And if you've watched those videos, you already know that one of my biggest factors is, can we win the hand if we actually check back here? And if this player is sitting here on the river with a hand like ace jack, they know that they're not winning this pot if they check behind. And guys, the final piece of the puzzle here, as I mentioned before, is player type. Of course, these players are very likely to run a crazy bluff, and also there are far more combinations, remember, of a hand like ace queen, ace jack, ace 10, king queen, king jack, all of these hands that don't have anything that we are beating here on the river with our nut no pair. There are far more combinations of those hands, meaning it's more likely that this player has one of those hands than they have a hand like pocket sixes, sevens, pocket eights. So guys, putting all the pieces of the puzzle together, this line that this player, this bad aggressive regular, has taken makes zero sense, and therefore you should make the big call here. I want to make a big disclaimer that yes, you are going to have egg all over your face sometimes in poker when you decide to make big calls. This player is going to have pocket nine sometimes for the nut full house on this board, and you're going to look like an absolute fool. But guys, when we're trying to read somebody's hand in poker, it is all about assessing ranges, and we know that it's very difficult to make the nut full house in poker. And when we put all the pieces of the puzzle in this hand together, this is a difficult call that you need to make against these crazy bluffing regulars in today's games.
I hope you enjoyed this poker podcast episode. If you want to know my complete strategy for beating small and mid-stakes poker games, make sure you go grab a copy of my free poker cheat sheet that's available on my website at blackrain79.com. And also make sure you hit like and subscribe here to the podcast, as I'm putting out new episodes every single week to help you guys quickly get beating your poker games. I wish you guys all the best at the poker tables. I'll catch you next week. This has been Nathan Williams with blackrain79.com.